You're listening to In Tune, a BYU Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Bring Him Home from Les Miserables, sung by Dallin Vail Bayless. Bayless told me about his upbringing and how in high school he decided he wanted to be a performer.
I grew up in small town Utah. I'm a Green River, Utah boy. And growing up, obviously there's not a whole lot of arts going on in the metropolis of Green River, Utah of 800 people. But I had an amazing music and drama teacher. And she inspired me and introduced me to musicals, to the arts. And I just fell in love with it. And then in ninth grade, she took us up to see Les Miserables for the first time in Salt Lake City. You know, it was my first professional theater experience. And I just fell in love with it. I was blown away by what I was feeling and what I was seeing on that stage. And I wanted to do that myself. And so from that point forward, I took advantage of every opportunity I had in that small town to develop my talents and to pursue my dream of being on Broadway.
Bayless then attended Brigham Young University to study musical theater, which led him to perform on Broadway stages in musicals like Phantom of the Opera and Les Miserables, the one that sparked his dream in the beginning.
It was particularly special because Les Mis, as I mentioned, was the one that started it all, and that was my first real professional gig. And so, literally, I was working on the same stage that I saw all those years ago because it had been running that long. And so it was. I just remember walking on that stage, that big turntable. For those of the, that know Les Mis, you know the old staging of it. They had this big turntable, and just walking on that thing, you know, before a show started. And I was just like, "Wow, this is what started it all for me. This is what inspired me." And I had just a deep feeling of gratitude that. That I was able to get to that point, that I was blessed enough to develop my talents to be able to fulfill this wonderful dream I had to be able to be on that stage.
Bayless is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a father and husband. He says being a singer and actor can be tough.
The hardest part is just getting into the show, to be quite honest. It's a really difficult career. There's a lot of very talented people out there. Everybody can sing, dance, and act, and it's just really which one do they want, you know, for the role. And so it's a tough, tough life. It's also a very tough life on a family as well, you know, and my wife and my children have had to make some sacrifices many times for this career. But my wife and my children have both been very, very supportive of it, and so I feel very grateful in that way. For instance, when I was on tour with Phantom of the Opera, we had three children at the time, and so they weren't as transportable and flexible because they were in school and that sort of thing. And so I basically left for 2 years. You know, I would come home maybe once a month for a day or two. And And that was a big sacrifice, and it was hard. But we tried to stay connected as much as we could while I was on tour. So thank goodness for technology and you know, video conferencing and things. So we were able to I was able to talk to my kids, able to see them. We were able to pray together over the phone. Sometimes I'd call them up, you know, in the middle of a performance, and we'd have our nightly prayers. And anyway, it was tough, but we got through it, and a lot of good lessons learned.
This is My Kindness Shall Not Depart From Thee, sung by Dallin Vale Bayliss.
For a little while have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I cover thee, and with mercy will I take thee neath my wings. For the mountain shall depart, and the hill shall be removed, and the valley shall be lost beneath the sea. But know, my child, my kindness shall not depart from thee.
On top of his performances on Broadway, Bayliss has been cast in many LDS church films and productions.
Working for the church has been by far the most fulfilling of anything that I've done professionally. Because, again, you know, going back to what I'd said before, something that's extremely important to me is using these God-given talents to bless people's lives for good. And I can't imagine anything that would be more directly impactful than being part of productions that promote the gospel of Jesus Christ, that teach it, and that help people to strive to feel the spirit of that. And so being able to be part of productions like the Joseph Smith film and some stage work like Savior of the World, and then I went out to Nauvoo and was part of the Nauvoo pageant, you know, in its beginning. Those are just really, really thrilling for me because it's something that I don't have to put on. It's not like a character. These are feelings are real. This is my feelings and my testimony, really, and I get to share that with the audience, and that's what I'm passionate about. You know, the opportunity to be able to share what's important to me, what I feel like is going to bless the lives of that audience, and so being part of productions like that are extremely important to me and very meaningful.
Bayliss also has many songs in church films, such as Ephraim's Rescue and 17 Miracles. This is Savior, Redeemer of My Soul from 17 Miracles, sung by Dallin Vale Bayliss.
Oh, gracious God.
one of my favorite things in the world is to get like emails from random people who have said that, you know, I just need to tell you how much I love this song and how much it is meant to me. One of those is Savior Redeemer of My Soul. And that particular arrangement and that my recording of it has just meant a lot to a lot of people, and I am so grateful for that. You know, people who said that it just really got me through a really difficult time in my life or on my mission. I just had to listen to it, you know, during these really dark times, and it helped give them hope, helped to give them, you know, the strength to be able to get through whatever it is that they were going through. And so that's really, really touching to me. And means a lot, and that makes me feel like, okay, I've contributed something. You know, I've done something worthwhile with my talents, and I'm grateful for that.
I asked Bayless how his faith in Christ has influenced him as a musician and an actor.
I can't be true to myself as an artist if I don't know who I am and what I believe and what I feel is important for me to share. It has influenced everything from my choice of songs that I choose to record as a recording artist, but it's especially influenced my decisions as an actor, because there's a lot of theater out there, but not all of it do I want to be part of. You know, I have to look at the show, and I have to say, well, what's the message here, and what am I being asked to do or say? And is that something I want to put my name to? Is that something I want to put the name of my my church to? My beliefs, my testimony on? Do I feel like it's worthy of that? And so I try to make my decisions accordingly.
Bayless has 3 CDs, and you can find them on his website, dallinvalebayless.com, or on YouTube, Apple Music, or Spotify. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.